I have a quiz for our meteorologist. It's time for us to check the weather with Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm very fine. How are you?
Good, thank you.
The American model's not behaving, Pat.
What happened?
No, I've just been looking at some runs of it, and for Sunday night into Monday. The last I saw, now I don't have the latest updates. You probably do. The American model was calling for a potential. They were more aggressive on more snow than the other models for Sunday night into Monday.
Yeah, it is and it isn't. I mean, I don't know. Are you looking at the maps? You're looking at the maps.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't tell by the maps. You have to look at the maps and go to raw data. And when you look at the raw data, they don't indicate just snow. So that's it. You look at the blue on the map and you say, oh, look at that. A lot of snow. But then it changes. Now, the newest map that came out from the American model for 1 o'clock Sunday afternoon shows light blue over us. That's 1 o'clock Sunday afternoon. Hmm. Okay? Now, when we get to 7 p.m. Sunday night, blue has changed to green and pink, which is rain and sleet. Hmm. When we get to 1 a.m. Monday morning, it's all green. We get to Monday morning at 7 a.m., it's still green. And 1 p.m. Monday, still green. So it backed off, and it's bringing the low further north. I say hogwash to it. You know my feeling.
Yeah.
It's not going to grab this 5 days in advance. There is just no way. And we're just going to have to wait and watch and take it day by day. But at least you don't have to worry about snow today or tomorrow. There'll be showers coming in late this afternoon, mid-50s. It'll be windy. It'll be mild. The showers will end tonight, partly cloudy to windy, 40 to 45. Thanksgiving Day, partly cloudy, a cold, gusty wind, mid-40s. And Friday, sunny, breezy, 40 to 45. Saturday, still nice, sunny and 40. And then Sunday, cloudy, a wintry mix developing. In the mid-30s, it's either going to be like snow going to a wintry mix sometime in the afternoon, and it could possibly change over to rain, depending upon how close that storm gets to the coast. So a lot if, buts, and ands. I wonder what the Euros say. Wouldn't it be interesting to compare, again, the two models? I'm going to take a look at it right now and see what our good friends, the Euros, say. And I'm going to use the Catskills.
Okay.
I'm not going to use Hartford, because that may not necessarily be accurate for our area. So I'm going to use the Catskills, and they are saying that by Sunday evening, sometime by Sunday evening, there will be ice pellets and snow, sleet and snow. It will continue as sleet and snow into Monday morning, and then change to snow. And by the time the sleet and snow ends, and that would be Monday evening, about 4 inches.
And that's for the Catskills. So.
That's for the Catskills. If we were to look at, let's take Hartford, because unfortunately, you know as well as I do, there's nothing for showering. You don't have a locator, unfortunately.
No.
It's a little hole. For Hartford, again, it looks like a mix, ice pellets, rain, and snow comes in sometime Sunday afternoon. It goes over to rain Sunday night, and it ends as snow on Monday, 1.2 inches.
Well, you put us in the middle of that, and that would be probably about 2 to 3 inches if that all came through.
That's true. Yeah. So you see, that's why I don't get excited about the American model, the GFS. So that's a scoop there, Marshall.
Yeah, no,
you have your You have your Black Friday event, which is not going to be a problem.
No, well, it's not going to be a problem anyways, because I'm going to be inside. I've got my Pete Nugent, one of our underwriting salespeople, will be outside telling people about, come on in and see Marshall. And then Maddie, one of our NPR gals, is going to be with me, and she'll be handling a lot of the sales so I don't screw things up. And we'll even get Sally Wilburn in the action. We'll put it all hands on deck on Black Friday. But I like in Millerton, New York, it's not Black Friday. It's the Festival of Lights.
Sounds I like so that better. Better.
Sounds so much better. Well, when I was a kid, you know what used to be a big thing to do in the state of Connecticut? Go to Travelers Plaza and see the light display in Hartford. It was always a big thing. You traveled to Hartford. And as a kid, it's freezing cold. You're walking around, and you're looking at the lights. The adults enjoyed it more than the kids.
Right. It's still a nice thing to do. I know there's quite a few people around here that have already started lighting up their house. Yesterday, I took advantage of the mild weather, and I got my snowflakes up outside. I'm not lighting them yet, but my snowflakes are up. So
I'm upset, Pat.
Was it?
Because I normally get my candles lit before anybody else. I was defeated. No, I was beat this year. I was beat.
Sorry about that, but they're up. And you have to remember that I had already had the hooks up. So it wasn't too difficult. I just had to get the ladder and go from pillar to pillar. And I have 5 wide pillars in front of my house. And these snowflakes, there are 3 of them. That hang down on a row, and I thought they were different because I haven't seen them. So that's why I bought them, and I'll tell you what else I really liked about them. They are not electric. They are not solar. They run on batteries, and they are timable. Yeah. So what I did, of course, they have the hook. They have this little black thing where the 4 batteries go in, yeah, and the hook there, and then you hang it from there. And I'm thinking to myself, I'm not doing that. Because that's way up high. And if those batteries die before I'm taking them down, that means I have to get the ladder out, yeah, and go up on the top. So I reversed them. And I have the little thing with the batteries down on the bottom, and I brought it around the pillow so you can't see it. And all I have to do is, when I'm ready, is flick the button on each of them. They go on for 6 hours and off for 18.
Yep.
Automatically. How about that?
That's what I have. My candles do that in my windows.
Do that?
Yeah.
So that's great. I do want to ask our listeners if they remember today to please say a prayer for my great niece. She was just 7 months old. She's in the hospital.
Oh.
They had to bring her in yesterday to the emergency room. The doctor requested it. She was very congested. She's having a hard time breathing. They found her to have pink eye and some sort of virus inflammation. And as I spoke to my sister last night, they have her on IV and oxygen. And whenever they take her off the oxygen, she has a very difficult time breathing. So they have to keep her on the oxygen. So I'm just hoping that everything goes okay, and find out more today. You know, my sister is going to be running over there. My brother-in-law was there last night. So your heart breaks for a 7-month-old, although they probably don't realize what's happening to them. I'm sure it still has to be traumatic, right?
Sure, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
So, all righty. So, aside from that, Marshall, I'll be filing all the forecasts for you tomorrow.
All right.
So, I won't be here in person, but I'll be filing the forecast. AJ will be here on Friday. And I will be back on Monday to face the music and dance of whether it's rain, a winter mix, or snow.
All right. Now, who turned 80 yesterday?
Well, it wasn't me.
Tina Turner.
Oh, they have the Broadway show for her.
Isn't that amazing? 80 years old.
It's old. Yeah, I like Tina Turner, but not enough to go see the Broadway show. And spend $500, at a drop.
No,
between tickets and parking and eating, so that's out.
she looks great. 80 years old, looks great. And she's a survivor. So happy birthday a day late, huh?
And Cher was a guest singer on Dancing with the Stars the other night.
Wow. How old is Cher?
And she did... Cher is 76.
Wow.
And she looked phenomenal. Phenomenal. Well, of course, you know. No one comes close to my Cher.
That's exactly right. Well, Pat, happy Thanksgiving to you
and
your
family. Happy Thanksgiving. Safe, everybody. And I'll see you Monday.
All right, Pat. Take care.
Okay. Bye, Marshall.
Happy Thanksgiving, Pat. Happy birthday, Tina. And to everybody who's watching today, I will be here tomorrow morning for the Thanksgiving show. Jill and I will be in here. So I'll be back on the air on Facebook Live tomorrow. At what time? 6 o'clock to 7. All you folks on Facebook Live, thanks for watching this morning. You can switch over and listen to us streaming live on TuneIn. And to everybody else, well, guess what? You're simply the best. Hour number 2 and 3 coming up on The Breakfast Club.